Why do we believe in having an unpaid ministry? In the Church of Jesus Christ, headquartered in Monongahela, Pennsylvania, we believe in having an unpaid ministry at all levels. This is something that isn't shared among all of Christianity, and it's a belief that is supported through the Bible, but it's really expanded on more in the Book of Mormon. So today we have a few of our apostles with us who are going to share about why we believe this and what that belief's impact has on the operation of the church. Thank you, brothers, for being with us today. And I just want to start out with this question of what are some of the advantages of having an unpaid ministry?
Well, Brother Jared, really there's a number of advantages. And let me just give you four reasons or four advantages. So the first one is, I think problems arise when issues of money become essentially the greater motivator over the things of God, right? So that's number one. Number two, I think as a minister who's paid by his congregation, it's easy to be influenced to preach what they want to hear or make sure that if you're not making everyone happy, you potentially are threatening your employment and your livelihood rather than preaching as God inspires you from his word without feeling that concern of I might lose my job if I don't say the right things, right? So the third thing that kind of goes along with that would be the fact that in many Christian churches, the employment of that minister is often held by either the hands of the membership or a board maybe. And again, if they don't like what they hear, they can fire you, which when you think about, is this a career or is this a calling from God, right? A career you can be fired from. A calling from God is a different story. And then lastly, I'd say that, you know, when there's no financial reward associated with being a minister of God, the motivation is simply out of love, commitment, service to the body of Christ, and really fulfilling a calling rather than being tempted by money as a reward or a recompense for what you're doing and how you're doing it.
So I think most of us would agree that while money can cause a conflict of interest a little bit, there are many people in other churches who are very sincere, even though they are a paid minister. And they could make the case that by being paid, they are more available to their congregation or they're able to give more time and effort. For you all, being unpaid in your ministries, do you ever find that, you know, man, this is really limiting me that I have in my ministry because I have to work and it would really, do you ever think, man, this would be a lot better if I could be paid? Or how does it affect your ministries?
So when that's a priority as a minister of God, when that calling is in your heart, we find ways. Maybe I'm not as involved in hobbies or extracurricular activities because of that calling. I use that time, and I know my brothers use their time to minister to the body of Christ, to be available.
I think what I would encourage really any brother is to, again, seek opportunities to have time available. And, I would be hesitant to engage on a career that's going to eat up all of my time, right, where there's no time left to be a minister. Because then for sure, you don't have the time you need to do what God has called you to do. And I believe that if you are going to give your time to the Lord, he multiplies that time to make sure you have available what you need to do his work. And so you put him first, the time will be there. You'll have the time to do your work and whatever else is needed. And then you have the time to be a minister for Christ.
Yeah, and it is true that your individual circumstances vary because of your profession or whatever. And I think all of us from time to time have wished we could have Brother Frank's job or Brother Jerry's job so I'd have more time. But in reality, it doesn't work that way because we all have our distractions. We all feel like we're not spending enough time because we know that if we took 24 hours a day, which would be impossible, it still wouldn't be enough for God. So we just have to do the best we can.
There are certain scriptures in the Bible that some people would argue are endorsing or supporting a paid ministry or paid clergy. For example, 1 Corinthians 9, verses 7 through 14. And so I was wondering how you guys would react to these verses. It says, "Who goeth a warfare any time at his own charges? Who planted the vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof? Or who feedeth the flock and eateth not of the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man, or saith not the law the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, Thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap you carnal things? If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Do ye not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel.
Paul's writing to the Corinthians here, and if you continue on in that chapter, in verse 18, it says this, What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. So, while I believe you could take any, in this case, this passage of scripture, and you could interpret it in such a way that says, I'm worthy of being paid because I'm laboring for the gospel, right? If you look at, however, the life of the Apostle Paul, I think we're really taking it out of context, because the life of the Apostle Paul would be just the opposite. He was a tent maker. He provided for his own expenses, his own needs. He didn't rely on the church. In fact, he said, you know, I don't want to rely on the church to be able to provide for me. I want the gospel of Christ to be without charge, that I abuse not my power, that I'm not tempted to take a little bit more, maybe, of what's available from the church.
Yeah, when you consider what the Apostle Paul was doing, you know, that he was traveling around to the different areas to spread the gospel, I'm sure there were times when, as was said, that people offered to feed him or help him out in some way. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? That is, you know, the workman is worthy of his hire and such, so that, you know, people giving those kind of gifts out of love, you know, that they appreciate what you're there for and so forth. I mean, all of us who travel on missionary work have experienced similar times. You know, I've been to places where a family takes you in, feeds you. They can't afford to do it, really, but they do it out of love and appreciation. So for me to say, no, I'm not taking that from you, would actually be insulting. And then when you consider also what Paul is laying out in that 1 Corinthians chapter, he's making the case that were he receiving payment, that he would be worthy of it, that what we have, what we're doing is of great value, so that, it would be worth a lot of money if you were going to pay us for it. But then in verse 12 of the passage that you read, Brother Jared, it says, Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. So that, to me, is the key phrase there. He's saying that if we did this, we'd be hindering the gospel of Christ. And so I think that's kind of the case we're making here today, is that if we were all going to accept financial compensation for what we do, we would hinder the gospel of Christ. It wouldn't help it. It would hinder it.
What I take from what Paul was saying is it's okay to help out somebody that can't provide for themselves. So, you know, if you're just getting started, you'd like to go on a missionary trip, but you don't have the money to do that, it's okay for the church to provide for you. But that's not a salary. And also, we know that Paul was helped, that took collections for the church. So I believe he's just trying to say that it's okay if you need to help somebody, and don't be afraid to do that.
When I was listening to you, your brother was talking about how you wouldn't want to let that being paid be a hindrance to your ministry. It also made me think of it in the Book of Alma and the Book of Mormon. In chapter 30, there's kind of this argument between a guy named Korihor who actually accuses Alma of saying that he's only preaching the gospel so he can take advantage of people and take money from them. And in chapter 30, verse 32, Alma says, Hey, you know, we don't glut ourselves upon the labors of this people. For behold, I have labored even from the commencement of the reign of judges until now with my own hands for my support, notwithstanding my many travels around about the land to declare the word of God unto my people. And I can look back in my life at a time when I was questioning and trying to seek God about, you know, is this really his gospel? Is this his church? And I remember thinking, I know all this ministry here, none of them is gaining anything out of this. There's not getting any power or influence or money. And it gave them a sense of credibility to me that I can trust their motivation. And so in that case, again, it was an both these cases are examples where the fact that the ministry is unpaid gives a credibility to their sincerity and their motivation.
The Book of Mormon adds an additional clarity found in the 27th chapter of Mosiah, verses 4 and 5, and it says this, that they should let no pride nor haughtiness disturb their peace, that every man should esteem his neighbor as himself, laboring with their own hands for their support. Yea, and all their priests and teachers should labor with their own hands for their support, in all cases, save it were in sickness or in much want, and doing these things, they did abound in the grace of God. So here's another very clear example of where there's an extreme need, that's different. But as a general guide for those, and he calls out the priests, the teachers, those ordained of God, they should labor with their own hands. And not doing so, right, relying wholly upon the church is exactly as we've talked here, would be considered a priestcraft, would be considered wrong and sinful.
For you, brothers, does being unpaid affect your mindset or your approach to your calling?
Whether you're paid or not, we need to remain humble. We need to remain submissive. We need to remain obedient to the Lord and to fulfill his calling and his will. And there is an accountability. You say, well, then who are you accountable to if you're not getting paid? Well, the accountability ultimately is to the Lord. And in the church, you know, we are accountable to one another. Within the priesthood, we're accountable to one another. If I step out of line, if I preach a message that's not consistent with the Word of God, my brothers that I worship with, who are also ministers of the gospel, they're going to call me on that. They're going to take me aside and in love. And we're going to have that dialogue because we all are accountable to one another. And ultimately, as I said, to the Lord, to ensure that what we're doing is pure and unadulterated.
I'll just contribute one short story here, you know, for the end that, you know, some years ago, there was a young minister. I was performing a wedding at our branch, and we had a little reception for the couple in the basement of the church afterward. And a stranger comes up to me and says, oh, I saw your car in the parking lot. And I said, well, what do you mean? He says, I saw the Rolls Royce out there. I assume that's yours since you're the pastor, right? And I was able to say, well, first of all, no, that there's no way that's mine. And secondly, I said, the church does not pay me. I'm an unpaid minister. And he was surprised to hear that. So that, again, that showed me the way some people think, right? They're kind of cynical, the idea that people are just getting rich off the church. So if you're the pastor, you must be driving the Rolls Royce. And so I was happy to be able to tell them, no, that's not what we do in this church. We're an unpaid ministry.
So then what does happen with the donations? Well, those donations, they're not used to pay the ministry. They're used to expand the gospel, to build the kingdom, right? To extend missionary opportunities, to maintain maybe our physical buildings and expenses along those lines. And sometimes we take it for granted, especially if you've only known the Church of Jesus Christ. And if you were born and raised, you know, under the sound of the restored gospel. But generally speaking, the majority of Christian churches, their ministries are paid. And so when we say things like, well, we have an unpaid ministry, it's not uncommon for individuals to kind of look at you a little strange, because that's not the typical structure that exists today. And I, you know, I'm thankful for that. I'm so thankful that the Book of Mormon adds that clarity. And as a church, it's our desire to keep the gospel pure and to follow the teachings of Christ as we read in the Bible and in the Book of Mormon. And this is one of those points that I think adds to that clarity that is very different from many, many churches, Christian primarily, but even other religions where leaders are paid. And there's not one man or woman ordained in the church who's paid a salary. And I think that's something that we should recognize is unique in the world today.
Yeah, I just like to say that in our church, the pay is terrible, but the benefits are great, eternal life.
Thank you, brothers, for your comments on this topic. In the Church of Jesus Christ, we always want our motivation to be to serve God, to be single-minded, and not letting other distractions and motivators distract us from that. And so thank God for the instructions he's given us through his word. And to all our viewers, if you enjoyed this, be sure to like and subscribe and stay tuned, because we're going to have more of these coming up.